And of course, just when I thought I'd finished talking about the internet, there are a couple of other things that I remembered. The first of those was, I was talking about the MiFi, and I forgot to mention it was, of course, the bandwidth usage. Currently, I don't know the exact numbers, but I suspect over the course of a month, I'm using somewhere between about 10 and 20 gigabytes of data, which is actually a phenomenal amount of data. That represents probably about 10 or a dozen feature-length movies. Not that we ever watch 10 or a dozen feature-length movies by download, but just to give you some idea of how many kind of how much data that is, it's somewhere in that region. Movie on average is about a gigabyte, 1.2 gigabyte, something like that. So I think 10 to 20 is probably equivalent to about a dozen by the time you add up all the little bits. So bandwidth is one, and depending on how you pay for your bandwidth, actually mobile devices can make things very expensive. And certainly, as I've noticed, as I've moved from desktop PC through laptops to iPhone, my data usage has gone up phenomenally. 5 years ago, I think our desktop PC is about 5 years old. 5 years ago, I think the bandwidth we were using was negligible. And now we're, in the realms of, tens of gigabytes. And I think basically that, means that the increased usage is primarily due to having more accessible devices. I think whereas a desktop PC means, by and large, you go to a specific place in your house and you sit down and you sit in front of your PC. With a laptop or an iPhone, you can be anywhere in the house so long as you've got a wireless network. And you consequently, you use it more because it's there and it's accessible. And I think, having things like MiFis and wireless hotspots out and about, likewise, you use those devices more. And I think now we're moving towards the sort of cloud-based technology. I think most people have heard of things like Dropbox and so on and so forth, where literally I can access files in my Dropbox anywhere where I can get an internet connection, either via my iPhone or via the internet on a laptop or a PC. So literally I could, rather than carry a memory stick or something around, upload something to my Dropbox account at home and then go into the office and download it to my office machine at work. And I have done that over sort of the winter period where I was doing a lot of work at weekends at home, rather than having to save it onto a memory stick and then remember to take the memory stick to the office. All I did needed to do was put it onto my Dropbox account and, I can access it anywhere. And that proved its worth, for example, when one of my colleagues was off sick. He was able to, I gave him access to a folder on my Dropbox account. He was able to put the information he was working on into there and we could access it in the office because the files were too big to email. So, the technology is moving on leaps and bounds and it's helpful. And I think that really is all I've got to say on the subject, for now at least. I'm sure there is much more I could say, but I think after you've been listening to me for 15 minutes, you kind of think, now just shut up now, Alan, and get on with your life. I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.